You've gone insane.
I resisted at first, but now the rhythms of the forest flow through me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You remember there was a time back in the late 80s, early 90s, when you literally had to take like the Arnold Schwarzenegger physical fitness,
the presidential
physical fitness test. Yeah. And Arnold would have that, they'd play that little video for you ahead of time. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Get off your lazy asses. Stop eating so many Honey Nuts Cheerios. Do some push-ups. You're just a lazy baby. Here, look at me. I'm doing some steroids. I pass them out to my children. You want to do cocaine and have lots of rough sex? I like you. Thank you. Goodbye. Good night.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green, and this is the president of podcast podiatry, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Including Joe Rogan, who just re-signed his Spotify agreement.
I did see that.
Listen, not always a fan of Joe Rogan's.
Right.
I do have to say that he's got a very interesting show, wide-ranging topics. He often has experts and scientists, and then just people who bloviate and bullshit. And so I don't always agree with Joe's choice of lines of thinking or his guest, but you do have to say that he's got a very interesting podcast. He's got 159 million listeners a month.
Oh, wow.
Which is 1 million, 100, whatever. It's a lot, 159
a lot
million more than we do.
Yes.
That's right. He is undoubtedly the king of podcasting. He is the president of podcasting. He has been for a very long time. It doesn't seem anyone's going to take him down. I think even Conan is like far behind that, maybe 20, 30 million downloads, I don't know, a month. But he re-signs an agreement with Spotify, but this time, the difference is that now you'll be able to get Joe anywhere.
I saw that, too. Yes, very interesting.
I thought that was a dumb idea in the first place, and so I'm glad that they now have decided just to open it up. The whole point of podcasting is that you can get it. It's like agnostic. It's technology agnostic. You get it from anywhere you want to, and any podcast player that chooses to can pick up your RSS feed and make a buck off you as long as, you know, they air your commercials and all that other good stuff. So,
right.
I'm sure Joe's getting paid a bucket load of money. According to Spotify themselves, listenership has grown by 20%+. Ad revenue has grown by 45% since they brought Joe on to the platform. So,
like in general or just on their podcast part?
On the podcast part. They didn't give specifics about Joe's. But, you know, it's like SiriusXM and Howard Stern. Howard is leading the charge. It's the reason that SiriusXM even exists is Howard Stern. The reason Spotify's podcasting platform is even discussed is because they managed to wrangle Joe and get him into a contract.
I remember seeing him at his stand-up show.
Oh, you did?
Years ago, yeah.
Really?
Rachel and I went.
Uh-huh. To see Joe?
Uh-huh.
And what'd you think?
It was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, I just had remembered him from what was the show that he hosted?
Oh, News Radio? Oh, no, Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remembered him from that, and then he got into stand-up,
and
I thought
he
was
UFC.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't watch the UFC part.
But that's too little, too bloody for you?
Yeah. So we went to go see him in his stand-up show, and it was really funny. And then all of a sudden, he turned that into a major show.
He was just like talking shit we do for hours on end, and he's on episode number 2,600 and whatever. So, you know, and he does such a long podcast. That's the thing is, I think I'd also have to get high and drunk if I was to do 3 or 4 hours with a stranger and just talk shit. But if I was doing the dibbity dabs or smoking a little weed, I think I could get like, I'm not claiming to be as good at this as Joe is. He's, you know, he's got his reps in. He's been doing this for a long time. He's used to having a stranger sit across from him and then just kind of going on and on and on. But if I was high, I think I could ask some interesting questions. I'm sure of it, actually. I'm just too afraid to go on here high because I already think the show is dumb enough as it is. And I think I'd have to get used to being in that frame of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And like, what could we, you and I, really talk about? You know, we could pontificate about aliens for hours and hours and hours, but there would be no science behind it, no experts, no facts. It's just like the show is now. Why don't we cut the bullshit down to an hour and 20 minutes? And that way you guys don't have to sit around and listen to me bloviate for hours on end. But best to you, Joe Rogan. Best to you. You for no matter whether you agree with Joe or you don't agree with Joe, if you're a podcaster, you do have to say that Joe has brought a lot of needed attention to the space and probably a lot of revenue also. So
respect, Mon.
You got to respect the king.
Respect, Mon.
Respect the king. And then the queen, call her daddy, who also then just, I think just either she re-upped and they made her show available everywhere, or they just made her show available everywhere.
Okay.
So there you go. That's a little podcast inside business. And now that you've fallen asleep or turned off the show, let's get to the word of the day.
Oh, word of the day.
Word of the day.
I just really like this word.
Okay.
It's not too hard for you to guess.
Okay.
What it is, but
probably already know it.
Circumstellar.
Circumstellar.
Yes.
I know what that is.
Word of the day.
That's when you like travel in a interplanetary travel to get a vasectomy. Am I right about that?
You're a little off. You are a little off.
All right.
It means that surrounds or revolves around a star, basically.
Oh, surrounds or revolves around a star.
Yeah, so you have a lot of people, mm-hmm. I'm sure, that circumstellar
me.
You.
Yes.
Exactly.
The people just, they can't get enough of me, apparently. Actually, they can't get enough of you. They deal with me. According to all the comments out there.
So in astronomy, the area around a star that can support liquid and therefore life is called the circumstellar habitable zone.
Oh, very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm like in a space mode. I'm watching a lot of documentaries about space. Yeah. I've always loved space.
Oh,
like how the universe works.
Put me in any city that has a planetarium. And I will be there.
Every city has a planetarium.
No, they don't. Which city have you been to?
I mean, not to like the tiny, tiny cities. Yeah. Not like, you know, Schaumburg, fucking Wisconsin or whatever.
Right.
But even Chattanooga, Tennessee has a planetarium. So.
Planetarium?
A planetarium. You never seen the South Park episode?
No.
Okay, kids, we're going to the planetarium.
No, I do love South Park, though.
That was a pretty good teacher impression of South Park. I haven't seen an episode of South Park in 5 years, but I managed to pull that.
Are there still new episodes?
I love it. It's very popular.
I love it. Every time I catch it, I'm always like, why don't I watch this more?
You know why South Park and why I feel a real kinship with South Park, even though I have not watched it in a while. The only reason I don't watch it is because now I have children.
Yes.
And so I have to be extra careful about what I turn them onto cartoon-wise. And they're way too young to watch South Park. But the reason why I have such a kinship with South Park is because they always find the hypocrisy in the latest and greatest bullshit that's going on in the country or around the world. And they point it out no matter the perspective. They're not liberal. They're not conservative. They just point out the fucking hypocrisy. And they are spot on almost 100% of the time, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, these guys are so good at breaking down the most complicated of issues into its base nature.
Right?
I was watching a show last night, and the lady, it was like a detective show, and the two detectives were talking to each other, and they were like angry at each other or something. And the one lady goes, I want to do an exercise with you. Take the worst thing that you've ever done, take all of the words out of it, and just say what it was on its surface, right? Make it as simple as it is. So I killed somebody. Right? Not, I killed somebody, but they were coming at me and I needed to do it in order to save my family and da-da-da-da-da, you know, reasons and justifications and all this other bullshit. And that's what happens with, I think, a lot of issues in our society today, is that we are just so far down the rabbit hole on any particular issue that we don't see it at its base nature. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, immigration needs reform. That's it. There you go. It's mm-hmm. not serving immigrants or the people that live in in the country. It needs reform. Like, but no, we have to blah, 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 until it's like you lose the meaning of what we're actually doing. These are human beings that need help, and we need to figure out how to help them because they want to come into our country. So it's like,
essentially, there's no line. There's no like list.
No.
You get on.
No,
like, hey,
there's
can
no
you put
list.
Me down
please, is there
for
a
the
list?
Table at 8?
Yeah. But you are so right about this. Mm-hmm. And now by the time this airs,
they have to try and get here somehow.
And in order to do that, we should probably make a process that makes any kind of fucking sense.
Yes.
And if you think just kicking everybody out of the country is the answer, you're a fucking dumbass, because that's not the answer. It's never going to be the answer. Mm-hmm. You like strawberries? You like your food? You like houses being constructed? And let's take it beyond that. You like, you know, the engineers and the people who make your phones and all that other shit. Guess what? They all weren't born here. And so if you like that stuff, then there's got to, we have
doctors,
to find
doctors, research scientists,
everything. They're
people,
up and down,
humans.
Senators and congressmen and congresswomen.
Mm-hmm, humans.
Yeah, human beings. We need to figure out it. So I say this all to get back to South Park, is that they have a way, but they have also tackled this issue of immigration on their shows before and on their episodes before. And I have to say, they have a way of just breaking it down to its base nature where you're like, oh yeah, oh shit. Like, there are human beings that want a better life and they have something to add of value, and we don't give them any great way to get into the country, mm-hmm. except for jumping a fence or being fucking muled in a goddamn back of a van. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Okay, so that's that. Joe re-signed with Spotify. I already said that.
Congrats to Joe. Best to you, Joe.
So let's do a headline here now that we're doing in a, oh, and I wanted to say about space.
Yes.
I'm so fascinated by it all. I've been going back and watching documentaries about like the Gemini and Apollo missions, like way back in the day, like the first space missions. Why didn't we continue to do that? Why didn't we just keep going? I don't understand. We're going back to the moon in 2027 or something. We haven't been there in 30, 40 years. Why didn't we keep going? I don't understand. I don't get it. People lost interest. It's like, you know, I've heard Neil deGrasse.
There's only so much money to go around. And I think once they kind of figured out it was a rock,
yeah,
they were like, well, what about other areas?
And
that's where I think we've focused on other areas now.
Well, I was just reading that the moon is not, in fact, just a rock.
Right.
There are moonquakes going on right now. There's like some shift going on. The moon is shrinking, Chrissy. Did you know this?
I did not.
The moon is shrinking. Like my testicles as I get older. The moon is shrinking. They're hanging lower, but they're shrinking. The moon is shrinking because the inside is cooling and it's shrinking. And it's got some scientists nervous about traveling back there. They're like, hey, I don't get caught up in a moonquake. You won't catch me dead on a space fucking flight ever. I don't care how commonplace it becomes.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yes.
Aren't you weightless at the moon?
No, you are. It's like...
A little bit of weight.
A third of the gravity.
A little bit, okay.
Yeah, a third of the gravity.
Couldn't you just, like, if there, you see a quake,
you just
jump up. Jump up, wait for it to end.
Yeah. And then float back down.
Yeah.
I don't think you can control yourself like that on the moon, but I mean, we've all seen the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a third of the gravity.
Fake pictures.
Fake moon landing. Yes.
Who's great on Hollywood
Tens
Studio.
Tens of millions of people just decided to fake. Get yourself a fucking job or something, dude. You got too much time on your hand. Moonlight. Speaking of Joe, Joe used to be like a real questioner, like of the moon landing. Did it happen? It didn't happen. It might have happened. Look at all this crazy shit. You can see wires in this picture and wires in that picture. Do I think there's a possibility that some of the moon images were taken inside of a studio for quality and clarity? I think that's a possibility because we did that kind of shit all the time. We still do all that shit kind of shit all the time. Do I think that we faked going to the moon? Of course fucking not. You know why? Let me repeat myself. If it makes sense, it's probably true. When your grandma tells you that your mother used to make out with the neighbor and is still having an affair with him 40 years later, how quickly do you tell as many people as possible that secret? You do that because you cannot keep a fucking secret. There is no possible way under any circumstances that more than 10 people can keep a secret for any amount of time. It just doesn't happen. People
That big too, that we were in a race with other countries.
We're in a race with another country, and there's all these people sitting in a fake studio, like pressing buttons and saying complicated words to make you think that we went to the moon. Come on, get real. All right. Okay. So now I got something else to share with you that has nothing to do with the space race. The Grammys. Back to the Grammys.
Okay.
The Grammys saw its highest audience in like 7 years for that last Grammys that happened at this point a couple weeks ago, right? Saw its highest audience. 17 million people tuned in to see the Grammys. Now, that seems like a lot of people to me to be watching any one particular television show in 2024. But additionally, so that was like an increase of like 36% or something. So people are really into it. I was wrong. They were right. You know, I wasn't that into it, but a lot of people are that into it. Additionally, the E! Networks.
I think it was the weekend just in between football games, and that's what happened.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what they do. They're not going to do it during a football game.
Because we were so used to football games.
Yes.
Every weekend, and then there wasn't one.
Yes.
But the Grammys were on. Might as well watch it.
What are we going to do? Yeah. You know, there's no Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce this weekend. Right. Additionally, and I just wanted to say congratulations to Heather. Heather's little red carpet, I mean, I don't know if it was hers or a couple people on it, but Heather's, the show that she was on, the E! Red Carpet pre-Grammy show or whatever it was, saw 1.5 million people tune in, like a 40% increase.
Ah, fantastic. She's got a big fan base.
She does.
I'll tell you what, and I love her.
She's great.
I love her.
I don't think she'll ever come back on the show again, but it was really nice having her.
Just the right time.
Just when she was not famous enough.
Yes, yes. Well, all of her fame-worthy things were in the works.
Why didn't she
they took off.
Why? Could she waited? Could we have waited one additional week, then released her episode? You know what I'm saying? Like, in 1 week, the girl went from being on the commercial break to being one of the most famous comedians.
We weren't tuned in, because I know I didn't really know a lot about who she was before she was on. But then when I started to do research for the show and talk to her, I was an instant fan, and now I can't wait to see what she's doing next and hear what she's doing next. Her podcast is hilarious. It's just,
are you going to go to her show? Isn't she having a show?
She just did a show
here in Atlanta. Fox. Well, I know the week before we had her on, there was that girl running naked around her.
She's on tour.
We should go see her.
We should. She's going to Australia.
You know,
let's go there.
You know who I'm going to see this weekend?
Is this the
Pete Davidson? I'm going to see Pete fucking Davidson in a theater that sits about 50 people. And I'd like to say that I got some special invite to go see him, but what actually happened was Instagram sent me a link to the ticket sales.
You got in quick, because you're on Instagram 24 hours a day.
Oh, I do find myself on that Instagram and TikTok quite a bit, even though it might not seem like it with the size of our Instagram audience. I don't think we posted something in 2 weeks. We go in fits and starts with that fucking Instagram, because it's like, okay. You know, sometimes I feel like sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. Remember that?
Exactly. Yeah.
What was that, Snickers commercial?
Sounds about right, maybe.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I remember it. I don't remember what it was.
I can literally hear your brain clinking around in there. You're like, clink, 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 clink. But I did want to say congratulations to Heather, because I think that's quite awesome. You know, I don't really get something that I'm reading about right now. The Rock went back to the WWE. You know, Vince McMahon got like, he's out of the WWE because...
No.
Did you hear this crazy story?
I don't keep up with the WWE.
I don't keep up with the WWE either, except it's always in the news. And it's one of the most popular sports in the world. If you know, and I say it's a sport.
Sport. In quotations.
I don't even put in quotations, and I'll tell you why. Because at least you know what you're getting with the W. At least you know it's bullshit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't make any, there's no illusions that it's bullshit.
That's true.
It's bullshit.
It's for show.
Yeah, and people have fun with it, and some people take it too seriously, like everything. Like, you go to
I did go to a match one time, and it was fun.
You went to a fucking WWE match?
Yeah, this is 20 years ago when I worked in TV, and we had tickets, you know, trade tickets or whatever for the show that was coming. I think this was in Knoxville. And we all decided to just go all out and make signs and like dress up and do whatever. And it was pretty fun.
Hey, I've never been to one. But I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, Hulk Hogan, Randy Macho Man Savage, and fucking, you know, Andre the Giant, and, you know, the Iron Sheik, when all those guys were running around just killing each other during WrestleMania, it was the best thing since sliced bread. I was just a kid who just, you know.
Well, they're characters.
Yeah, brother! What you gonna do when Hulk Hogan comes after you?
And they're like real-life characters, and they have the good ones and the bad ones.
They have the heels and the heroes.
Yep.
The heels and the heroes. Mm-hmm. So, Vince McMahon, I'm not going to tell the whole story, but Vince McMahon...
Is he a hero or a bad guy?
I think it's universally understood that Vince McMahon is like the world's biggest asshole.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. He is an asshole.
All right.
He just basically strong-armed.
In real life and in the ring?
Well, you should hear what's going on.
Okay, well, tell me.
Well, he got accused of, like, sexual, you know, misconduct a number of years ago, before right when the pandemic was starting, I think. So he stepped down as the president and CEO of WWE.
Oh, he was the president.
He put this whole thing together. Chrissy, he went around the country buying out all these little small wrestling organizations, right? Used to be the WWF, and then it became the WWE. And Vince McMahon, under his management, under his ownership,
like combined everything.
And I say combined, he basically steamrolled everybody. You don't work for me, I'm going to squash you, right? And so wrestlers are in this terrible position where they have to go and they have to perform. And if they don't perform, they don't get paid. They're subcontractors. They have no like universal health care. They don't have any kind of retirement or pension fund. And they go out there and they kill themselves every fucking week.
It because, does seem like a pretty crazy sport on your body.
Have you ever seen the movie The Wrestler? With what's his name? The crazy old guy. I can't remember his name now. But anyway.
Mickey Rourke.
That's right. Mickey Rourke. It's such a great movie, and it tells the story pretty accurately, I think, about how wrestlers, they just get put out to pasture, mm-hmm. basically, with nothing. And many of them die very young, at an early age, because of drug abuse, because they're just trying to keep the pain away from their bodies. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's real or it's fake, or you think it's real or it's fake. Those guys are hitting each other fucking hard, man. Flying down mm-hmm. off, flying into nails, you know, beds of nails, and, you know, punching themselves in the balls and biting each other's fingers off.
And I guess
off.
You have to keep kind of upping the ante, too.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't, you need to have it be crazier
than
it was last time.
Andre the Giant body slamming Hulk Hogan in WrestleMania, whatever it was the tamest of events now. Now mm-hmm. you've got to like literally eat glass and stick, you know, poke 5-inch nails through your eyeballs and, you know, stick snakes in your ear. I don't know. You got to do a bunch of shit to make it entertaining. I haven't watched WWE in many years.
What size snakes?
What's that?
What size snakes? You said stick snakes in your ear.
You do have to stick snakes in your ear, like Jake the snake. You know what I'm saying? Like five-inch python, just girthy. And he just ear fucks you. Take that, Hulk Hogan. Yeah, brother. Fuck my ear. So Vince, basically over, you know, 80s, 90s, he pulls everybody together under this one huge organization, WWE. And any other wrestling organization that tries to get as prominent as the WWE is basically...
Squash,
brother! I'm gonna put my 2-inch testicles right on your WCW forehead, rawr, brother. So, do you want to hear the rest of the story?
Yeah,
because it's very—I think it's very interesting. I didn't intend to go down this road, but now that we're talking about it, see, this is why you don't want me doing a 4-hour podcast high. It's because if you think it's hard enough to keep up as it is, just wait until Brian gets loaded. It starts talking to 72-year-old Hulk Hogan about the good old days. Arr, brother! But first, a break. We'll be back.
What? Oh, hi, it's Christina again. Here to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com for all things audio, video, and TCBDO. Give us a follow on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And guess what? We have a new phone number. I know what you're thinking, but I promise this is the last TCB phone number you will ever have to remember. So call us and leave us a voicemail or text us at 212-433-3TCB. Once more for the people in the back, that's 212-433-3TCB. Oh, and check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. That's all for now. Let's listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
This episode is sponsored in part by Prize Picks. Everybody out there in the podcast universe knows what a huge NFL fan I am and exactly how much I know about the sport. However, I'm getting into it, and I'll tell you why. Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. You don't have to be a professional football player or dating some famous singer to get in on the action. Prize Picks is allowing you to do it. And it's that time of year again. The big game right around the corner. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to turn every game-changing moment into 100x your money. With as little as 4 correct picks, you can turn $10 into $1,000. I just jumped on the Prize Pick apps last week, and I'm telling you what, it's super easy to do. Prize Picks is a really simple way. I can make my picks and then submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Now, I don't want to go into detail about who I picked because I make my choices based on a complicated spreadsheet, and then I have Blue bark twice at the right answer. So do us a favor, go to prizepicks.com/TCB and use the code TCB for the first deposit match of up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/TCB. Make sure you use the code TCB for the first deposit match of up to $100. They're giving you free money. So no matter who wins,
wins or loses this big Sunday, you have an opportunity to be part of the big game in a big way and possibly win a little moolah. Who's going to argue with that? PrizePicks.com/TCB. Use the code TCB and get a first deposit match of up to $100. Thanks, PrizePicks, for being a sponsor of the commercial break.
Hey, Podcast Universe. I'm super excited to be talking about an old friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger, and his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. You know that Chrissy and I don't do a lot of talking about other podcasts, but The Jordan Harbinger Show definitely deserves a mention, and here's why. Imagine the serious version of the commercial break, where you actually learn facts from actual experts and in-depth interviews. All the crazy, interesting, weird, and philosophical stuff that we find on the commercial break to have fun with, Jordan takes some of those same topics and he applies a degree of serious journalism to it, and he is an excellent interviewer, maybe one of the best in the business, in my opinion. We know for a fact that a lot of people who listen to the commercial break also listen to the Jordan Harbinger Show. So if you haven't yet taken a listen, go search the Jordan Harbinger podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to his website, jordanharbinger.com. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Jordan has been a longtime supporter of the show, and many people have written in and thanked me for turning them on to Jordan Harbinger, including one of our staff members who is like a Jordan Harbinger super fan. And to quote her, Jordan Harbinger is like the commercial break with actual facts and a lot less laughing. We think you're going to love the Jordan Harbinger Show, so go search on Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, or get started with those starter packs at jordanharbinger.com. And we want to thank Jordan for being a supporter of the commercial break. Okay, so... What's going on in this studio right now? Ryan's just all charged. Now I'm all charged up. I came in sleepy and now I'm hot.
You were like, I'm so tired.
5,000. I know, I was so tired just like 10 minutes ago. And now I'm like, hey, I got some energy. Look at me. This old man can roll once you get him going. He just.
Roar, brother. What you gonna do when all the comes down on you? Oh, brother. Gonna fuck you in the air. That's what Vince told us to do.
All right. Vince McMahon puts together the WWE, you know, rolls over everybody. He's just like, but he's also known as kind of like an asshole. Like he's just an asshole. He's hard to negotiate with. He tells you one thing, he does another.
I don't picture a timid guy as being the head of that whole organization.
Just look at him. He just looks like a beefcake. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. So Vince puts all this together. The many people over the years have been complaining about Vince, his management style, his inability to protect and take care of the people who he's eating dinner off of, essentially. He eats his own young, and he doesn't give a shit, and he never has given a shit. He wants to keep things status quo because, of course, he can make money, more money, if he doesn't have to pay out for, you know, healthcare and, you know, I think he will pay for rehab. I think that's like the one thing that he will do is rehab.
Okay, well, at least it's something.
Yeah, but if you're a wrestler like that and you're in your 30s or 40s or even late 20s and you're getting banged around, you're going to be taking some Vicodin. I don't care who you are. And you know what? Okay, take some Vicodin. You've earned it, dude. Take some Vicodin. So there's many, many stories about the badness of Vince McMahon. But then sometime in the early 2020s, I think he gets accused of sexual assault or sexual misconduct. And okay, he steps down while they bring in a third party,
like
independent
figurehead.
Yeah, well, I think they installed his daughter actually as the president of the organization.
Oh, a completely independent person.
Completely independent. Mm-hmm. And then she brings in another completely independent organization who does an investigation. Well, the investigation goes nowhere. There's never any final conclusion to the investigation. All of a sudden, last year, 2023, Vince McMahon announces he's now the head of the board of directors, right? So he's going to be back in the game. He's doing it all over. He's essentially asserting his control and will back into the WWE. And now he's also back out there, you know, as kind of the face. At one point, Vince McMahon also is a wrestler in the organization. He's like the heel. He's the ultimate heel.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
He goes out there. He wrestles. He's Vince McMahon. He plays himself. He's like a really bad, bad guy. Well, somebody just like a super bad dude. Like, I mean, just he at one time he was like using the N-word. This is like not even that long ago, too. It was like 7 or 8 years ago. He was like using the N-word to get people riled up. God. I just don't find it funny. No. I'm sorry. I don't find it interesting and I don't find it funny. But anyway, I don't like Vince McMahon in the first place. So a couple months ago, some lady, a neighbor of his, claims that she was having some financial troubles. Someone, the bellman at their apartment complex or condo complex asked Vince, hey, this lady's having some trouble. Do you have any work for her or something you can do? Because, you know, she's in a really bad way and I think she's going to lose her house and all this other stuff. And Vince says, yeah, you know, here's her phone. You know, here's a phone number. Okay, cool. Thanks, Vince. You know, nice thing. But then he was like, you know, basically spit roasting her with this other executive at the organization. He basically, it was sex by coercion is what it was. Sex by extortion, sex by coercion. And then he was handing her off to these other executives inside of the WWE building to have sex with and to, you know, sexually assault and all this other terrible, terrible stuff that just came out. And now Vince has backed down. Okay. There you are on the Vince McMahon thing. He is a real heel in real life. He should go away forever. I'm not saying, you know, jail. He has his day in court like everybody else has. I'm saying go away from the WWE. It's just a bad look. No one needs Vince McMahon anymore. Bye-bye. See you later. Give it to The Rock, right? Okay. So
The Rock came in?
So The Rock is now back at the WWE.
Really?
The Rock is all of a sudden showing up at the WWE. Now, here is the scuttlebutt. Let me explain. There are two wrestlers, in order to get to the WrestleMania main event or be matched up or whatever, you have to win some series of events, like some Royal Rumble or, I don't even know, Chrissy, to be honest.
Royal Rumble.
Yes, the Royal
Let's
Rumble.
Let's get ready to Royal Rumble.
Here's Brian.
Yeah, that is you.
I am running away from the Royal Rumble. So you have to win some series of events. Well, there's two wrestlers in particular. They're like up-and-coming wrestlers that everybody's rooting for. These guys earned it. They should be in WrestleMania. This should be the thing. Da-da-da-da-da. And then a couple weeks ago, The Rock steps into the ring and starts, like, arguing with one of the two.
Like, literally stepped into the ring?
Yes.
Or,
no, okay. Like, literally okay. Stepped into the ring and started arguing. Now, this is, obviously, this is wrestling, so it's all, you know, it's all a job, right? They call it a job. He's a jobber. He's jobbing. So he gets up there. He jobs. And now everybody is pissed off because they think The Rock is going to be invited to WrestleMania and not the guy who really earned it, who won the Royal Rumble or whatever it was. So these...
And by everybody.
And by everybody, I mean the extreme WWE fans who clearly have not gotten their heads directly out of their assholes and realize that this is just for fun. It's WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment. Okay? It's entertainment. That's what it is. So people start sending death threats to The Rock's daughter. Why? Because they have entirely too much time on their hands. I'm supposing that's what it is. I get it. Wrestling's fun. It's fun to watch.
Why are there so many death threats on people? I have to say.
It is so easy.
It's very extreme for to say that you don't like something.
Because they're either children or man children is what they are. And I'm not saying maybe there's a female out there involved in this too, but it's probably man children, right? Guys that have nothing better to do with their life than be angry over pretend stuff. It's like you threaten to kill somebody because your imaginary best friend didn't show up to school today. Like, I mean, come on. What are you doing? Is no one, you're threatening this woman's life? Because you're mad her dad was involved in a fake altercation at a fake wrestling event in a...
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's all made up anyway. It's not anybody's decision. They basically, executives basically tell you what to do and that's what happens. Or you guys decide amongst yourself. Not sure how that works. But do we really need death threats over the World Wrestling Entertainment Company? Do we really? Do we really? If there's anybody who should be receiving death threats, it's not The Rock's daughter. I mean, come on, guys. Settle your little twiddles down. Let's take our twigs and berries. Rev down. Take our twigs and berries, put them back in our Spider-Man underoos, and let's calm down. We can all have a good time watching WWE, if that's what you choose to do, without death threats. Death threats? Death threats over the fucking WWE.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
It's scary that there's people even doing that. It's just...
There's no order. There's no control. There's no one can control themselves. Everyone's like, they're all fucking loose cannons. And I know I might sound like one here on the commercial break, probably every third day. But I got to tell you something. In real life, I'm kind of just normal. Like, I don't
You're
go around.
You're pragmatic pragmatist.
Yes, that's right. I don't go around death threatening people because you know what? I realize that's not a way to behave. Yes. That's not how humans behave. And it should not be how humans should behave. And I don't know. But I'm going to guess not, but just in case there's someone out there in our audience who thinks this is the way to go about things, it's just pretend. Everybody is just pretending. It's okay. You don't have to kill somebody over pretend stuff. It's not real. Leave The Rock's daughter alone. By the way, I should mention that The Rock's daughter is a wrestler herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got two different color eyes. It's really kind of, I don't know if that's like a contact lens or what, but it's really there. But I was just so flabbergasted that I'm seeing this story pop up in multiple places. And I'm like, wow, you really threatened somebody's life over your dad pretending in the middle of a ring with somebody? It's so stupid.
Now I need to follow up on the story.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like building a sandcastle.
Although now I don't want to receive further notifications about it, though.
No.
I'm afraid to click on something because then that's going to take me to more of the same.
you got to trust your own filter, right? Do you trust your own filter?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. So. But if you want to get...
Yeah, but you just said, it's all over the news. It's all over everywhere. I've not seen it over everywhere.
I didn't say
it was... But I think you clicked on it, and then now you're seeing it everywhere.
Well, it was in multiple trade rags, like entertainment trade rags. You know, The Rock's daughter.
Well, The Rock's a big deal.
The Rock is a big deal. I mean, yeah, I don't care who you are.
I like The Rock.
Sure. He seems like a nice enough guy. Met him one time. He got out of a Tonka truck, a literal Tonka truck, on a movie set that I happened to be visiting not because I was invited as a famous person, but because I just happened to be there. But he drove up in a fucking Tonka truck, like a huge, you know, look, imagine a Tonka truck, right? One of
life
those
size.
Like monster trucks. Yeah. He drove up in one to the set, and he got out of that thing. And I couldn't figure out which is bigger, the Tonka truck or The Rock. He was huge.
I've only read good things about him, and he seems really nice, and he's very disciplined and hardworking.
The Rock for president.
Yeah.
And what happens when The Rock gets old? Does he, like, turn into one of those, like, you know, Frankie B types who continues to work out and pump iron and look?
No, I think he goes like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, way.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to an interview with him the other day, and he's great.
Arnold?
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, Arnold's good. Arnold's a good one.
He works out every day still, but not crazy. You know, he's like, no, I'm too old for all the crazy, heavy
drugs.
drugs, maybe.
That I used to do.
And the weights. But he still gets some kind of exercise in every day, and he seems very good with his diet. I don't know.
You remember there was a time back in the late 80s, early 90s, when you literally had to take like the Arnold Schwarzenegger physical fitness,
the presidential
physical fitness test.
Yes.
And Arnold would have that, they'd play that little video for you ahead of time. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Get off your lazy asses. Stop eating so many Honey Nuts Cheerios. Do some push-ups. You're just a lazy baby. Yeah, look at me. I'm doing some steroids. I pass them out to my children. You want to do cocaine and have lots of rough sex? I like you. Thank you. Goodbye. Good night. And that was the guy who caused me all my misery in gym class because, I had to go up and down the rope.
You get the boner.
Inevitably, yes. Because anytime anything touched my penis, I had a boner. That's a 12 and 13-year-old boy. I just feared that so much because I was like, yep, going to go up. Going to get rope burned, not going to make it to the top, going to come back down, going to have a huge hard on, pitching a tent for the world to see, and those gym shorts that were too clingy for anybody's taste. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't control myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. But and then you have to do the push-ups and the sit-ups, and you have to run a mile.
I remember that.
And, oh, man, it was so, I don't know, maybe we need some more of that.
I liked it.
Because now, like, some of the kids don't even get recess anymore.
Mm.
They don't get recess.
Mm.
How do you not get recess at school? How do you not get like an hour break? There's this school like the kids are, they're in the process of schooling and going to school and changing schools and getting into schools and all this other stuff. And like we're looking at, you know, we take a tour of some of these schools that are available to our children and we're like, do you have recess? And the one lady was like, well, we don't call it recess. We call it a brain break. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure, fine, fun. That's cool. What is that? And it's like, we give them 15 to 20 minutes to reflect on the day's activities. And I'm like, they go to school from 8 to 9, and at 9 you give them a brain break? They have to reflect on the day's activities? They've only been in school for an hour. When I was in high school, you went the whole day without reflecting on your day's activities. You know what I'm saying? It was jam-packed from moment to moment. But I'm not saying I don't like it, because I think maybe had I had a few more brain breaks, I would have actually used my brain during my education. But I didn't. So... But they don't have like gym class anymore. There are no physical fitness awards, I don't think. Are there?
I don't know.
Did your kids go through it?
Well, I just went to lunch with my nephews, and they were going to have recess after that at the playground. So I don't know. I think if you do gym, like gym.
Yeah. Then
as a class.
As a class. Then you have to do some kind of activity.
Yeah. Yoga was one of the
yoga.
One of the girls had, did a yoga class for their gym class.
You're kidding me.
No, I love that though.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I see like there's some classes where they're teaching like meditation techniques and the tapping technique to rev down, you know, when they're feeling a little
great.
Yeah. I had none of that. I just had teachers yelling louder when I got upset. You know what I'm saying? Like louder, go in the corner. Now you have detention, you know, write 500 times on the board. I remember one teacher, this one teacher, I thought we had an understanding. I thought we liked each other. I thought we were simpatico. She was an older lady. I went to Catholic school. So those teachers could be really rough. I mean, it was Catholic equals pain. You know what I'm saying? It equals like the original sin. You must be punished for everything that you do, blah, blah, blah. And so some teachers took that too far. Not as far as the nuns used to take it back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. But they would take it too far in the sense that they had literally no empathy for anything that happened in the classroom. If you got in trouble, you were going to be punished and it was going to be painful. Not in a physical way, but in a mental way or an emotional way. But I had this one teacher, and I just, from the day that I got in that class, I really liked her. And I thought she was stern, but kind of funny. She had like a little sarcasm to her, and I had a little sarcasm to me. So I thought we were kind of going for it together. We were doing it. And, you know... I don't know how to say this. I was a young buck. I was a little, I had a little extra energy. You know what I'm saying, Chrissy? And
sure.
She made us read a book about the Vietnam War, a story about four young lads that go into the Vietnam War. And a part of the book, there was talk of prostitutes, right? And so when the teacher started asking questions about this particular part of the book, to make sure that we understood the context properly, that this wasn't just like a sex passage, but there was something having to do with the book, I said, yes. And I love the way he described her boobs. That's what I said. And she said, Mr. Green, we do not talk like that in this classroom. And I said, no. I'm saying he said that he described her boobs nicely. And I was trying to explain that I thought he did a good job of describing her boobs. But the teacher didn't agree with my pontification. And so she made me go up on the board and write, I will not say the word boobs in classroom. But instead of boobs, I had to just put five X's, right? Five X's.
Wow.
So for this entire particular period, I had to write that on the wall the entire time. Well, I could see that the clock was getting toward the end, right? And so inside of putting the four X's, I put boobs because I thought, well, let me just, she's got a good sense of humor. Let me read it. I had detention. I had to clean that school up and down and sideways for like a month. I had no recess. I had to clean. Think, click, 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 clean. And I learned very quickly that my sense of humor was not for everyone, Chrissy, if
it's
you might.
Not for
yes,
everyone.
It was mediocre at best and not for everyone. My boob joke was not funny. Though I like to write boobs on my calculator all the time. Did you write boobs on your calculators?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Chrissy, do you know how to write boobs on your calculator?
No.
No one ever taught you how to write boobs on
a
calculator. 800085.
I mean, I saw other people do it. Why would I do it?
Because, Chrissy, this is just a rite of passage.
For a girl? For me?
For anyone.
For anyone.
You have them. You should be writing them first. The girls should have done this first before the boys. This was hilarious to everyone, and I can't believe you didn't agree with boobs.
Doesn't stand out in my memory.
You know what standed out in my memory? Boobs.
I bet.
Anybody who had them? That was also around the time when, you know, everyone was kind of blossoming, right? And so I think the teacher was, I got it. Like, I get it now, but I'll never forget that altercation. And I never forget disconnecting emotionally from that teacher. Like, I thought we were together, and then I thought she was going to take my description of what was going on in the book in good jest. but she did not. Turns out I was a little asshole and continued to be for the rest of my educational life. And every teacher after that put me in detention.
It was on your permanent record.
For some reason. I don't know if it's on my permanent record.
Do you remember those permanent records?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they now?
Well, they're not permanent, is what we learned.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that can access my permanent records. I mean, I have a record that you certainly can access, but that's a different kind of record. You know what I'm saying?
That is a permanent
that
record.
That is a permanent record, as I've learned a couple times in front of a judge. I thought that was sealed. Not to me, it's not. Oh, you can see? Yes. Well, the deal was, we will seal them if you stay out of my courtroom. However,
you're here.
You're here. And so they're unsealed. Well, that's unfair. Well, you should have listened to me in the first place, Mr. Green. You should have shown up to court for that traffic ticket 20 years ago when you were supposed to. You don't say. All right, let's take a break and then we'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB, and you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
Speaking of boobs, did you, you probably have not read this article because you don't click on these type of things so that you don't go down the rabbit hole. I imagine Chrissy's just got like rainbows and sunshines across her news feed.
I do. I subscribe to the nice news every day.
I don't know why. How are you making it 500 episodes into this podcast? I really don't. I really don't. Okay.
You give me all the crazy news. So I do. I don't even have to click on
it. I just give you a taste of the crazy news. I mean, if you really could get inside my mind and see what I'm seeing every day, you have to suss through a lot of bullshit to get to a commercial break-worthy story. Because it can't be too nice and it can't be too sad. It's got to be somewhere in between. It's like, you know, I'm like the three little bears. It's got to be mediocre enough and interesting enough for me to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be a certain flavor. Do you know what I'm saying? Like this story. Let me share with you about boobs. Let me ask you a question. You have kids. Imagine you have younger children, right? They're in a Christian private school. And you have to go to the drop-off line to drop your kids off at the school. And the pickup line to pick your kids up from school. And one of the parents on the back of their vehicle has posted their OnlyFans account so that you and everybody else in line or anybody else that sees the back of the car can then Google that real quick or QR code it real quick and see that this particular parent has a nice OnlyFans page having lots and lots and lots of really graphic sex with her husband to make money. She's making about $30,000 a month, actually. So, I don't know what the fuck we're doing
here. I was about to say, why are we doing here? I mean, we've got this studio. I say you and Astrid take it one day. Jeff and I take it another day. You know,
let's just put plastic down and then we'll just go at it. I'll take turns. You take turns. Everybody takes turns. We'll bring in strangers. We'll ask our guests if they want to have sex. I'm going to ask Veer Doss. Hey, you want to participate in our OnlyFans account? I'll give you 10%. What do you think? Any tips that come in are yours. So this mother down in, of course, Florida. It's so true that Florida has some wacky stories, man.
I do.
A Florida mom of three has been banned from dropping off and picking up her young student from a Florida Christian school because she advertises her lucrative OnlyFans account on an oversized car decal. Michelle Cheen, 35, told the Post that she's now forced to walk her children across a busy street to get to and from class, and that some parents want her expelled from Liberty Christian Preparatory School altogether.
I don't know. This is the whole thing.
It's just so ridiculous.
The Christian school, too.
It's a Christian preparatory school.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe that's one way to take everybody's crazy focus off of banning books.
You know what? That might be it. Just put your OnlyFans there.
Focus on that.
Right.
stop the madness over here. Let's really get pissed off about this.
To Kill a Mockingbird, burn it. OnlyFans, welcome at every Christian school across Florida. It's so ridiculous. It is. Just the hypocrisy of sending your children to a Christian school and then putting your OnlyFans account where you and your husband have graphic sex for money. I'm not arguing how you make your money. Go for it, girl. Get
Derby, if it's a decal, like, just it's got to be a magnetic one.
No. Oh, no, it's not. They have a picture of it. Well, yeah, of course they have a picture of it. She wants to get more people on her OnlyFans.
I may just take it off during the times that you...
It's huge.
Oh, my God.
It is huge. It's huge.
It's like across the back whole window.
Yes. Oh, it's the whole back window of her Dodge Durango or whatever it is.
It has stripes on it.
Let's see if I can make that show up on camera there. It she literally has a whole back window dedicated to OnlyFans. It's insane. Oh, wow.
Wait. Oh, my God. And her car has got the stripes on it.
I know. I think the only thing being expelled in this situation is her husband's jizz.
I like her name is Piper Fawn.
Piper Fawn. Little deer baby getting it from behind.
I mean, Piper Fawn, why not?
Yes, Miss Jean, this is Victoria from the principal's office. We have multiple requests that you take down your OnlyFans decal.
I don't understand why.
Well, you nudnik, you're sending your kids to a Christian school, and we'd appreciate it if all the kids couldn't see your tits.
So funny.
But half of my income comes from the kids at school.
Well, that may be so, Mrs. Cheen, but the principal is requesting that you take down your OnlyFans. Your OnlyFans can only be 6 inches by 12 inches on the back of your car, not a full decal.
Look at her husband.
I know. Her husband is like, I get ass.
He's got mirrored sunglasses, a gold chain.
That's my dick. I get ass. Yes, I do.
A gold chain, a tank top shirt.
Everything about this story is Florida.
It's really
from
funny.
Beginning to end, it's all Florida. It is awesome. You know, she's a good looking woman.
She is.
I got to say that.
If that's her. We
well,
don't know.
She was a good looking woman until I saw that picture.
Yeah.
She looks a little rude. Okay. So, how do we feel about this?
I don't care.
You don't give a shit?
No.
You don't care if you're if the parents are running around with OnlyFans? I'm asking you to imagine you have children in this school. And then you pull up behind this lady's car and you do a quick search and you're like, holy shit, she's getting it from behind.
I think that would make me laugh. I think it would make me laugh.
I think I would be like, wow, that takes balls, girl.
No, right.
That takes gumption. You got gumption.
Not only do the racing stripes on your car take gumption, but yeah, that it goes
NASCAR
together.
NASCAR decals
that,
on the side.
It goes together.
That's right. NASCAR on the side, party in the back. I mean, listen, I do understand how parents are upset about this. Because if you have children that can read and understand anything about the world in 2024, OnlyFans is something they're going to know about.
I mean, I guess I feel the worst for her own kids.
Oh, yeah. They've got to be terribly upset.
Yeah.
Mommy. Jacob at school says you have nice nipples.
I mean to be like, fair, with OnlyFans, you have to create accounts and log in and pay. So it's not like you can just pull it up.
No, but I mean, all it takes is one kid with their parents' credit cards, you know, like a fifth or sixth grader who's got the mommy and daddy's credit card for pizza. Listen, you know how many long-distance phone calls I made to sex hotlines when I was a kid and then blamed it on everybody else but myself? It's not that strange. Then they take a screenshot and they send it around. Like, you know, look at David's mom on all fours.
Right. I think that the kids are the ones that are suffering here.
Yeah, the kids are the ones that are suffering. So I do understand the concern. I don't argue how she makes her money. If you want to be on OnlyFans with your husband,
your
two consenting adults, go for it. But when you do have young children that are going to a Christian preparatory school,
take some of that money and get another car. And take that car to the drop-off.
Yeah, or isn't there a bus somewhere around there? You know, can they put the kids on the, what is she just hold outside holding holding a sign when the bus comes by?
Well, check do the out buses pick up private schools?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they did for us. Or at least that's what my dad told us. I don't know where we ended up, but here, take that bus. I think that the school has every right in the world to tell this parent to cease and desist on the OnlyFans propaganda inside of school grounds. Please, we're trying to teach these children how to be nice, young, little Christians. And you putting an OnlyFans sign on the
Christian
back of your car.
School or not, I mean, I think it's kind of just weird, but I think it's weird for the kids. I think that it's weird for the kids.
I think you might have more of a, I think it's weird for the kids and I think it's weird for the kids. I think it's weird for the teachers and for the children. How do you explain that one? Especially if there's really young kids who are starting to ask questions. Why is everyone upset with David's mom, right? Yeah. Well, because David's mom is, you know, Snapchatting her labia to everybody in school. I think you have more of a case if it's a public school, right? Mm. You can say, you know, free speech and all that other bullshit, you know, right to whatever, right to OnlyFans, I'm not sure. But I think it gets a little bit more choppy. The waters get a bit more dicey when you're in a private school, especially one that's geared toward a religion that probably frowns upon this type of activity altogether.
Yeah.
And so then the school has the right to say private property, private school, follow our rules or get the fuck out. Right. I think that at the end is probably what shoots this whole idea in the foot. Mm-hmm. And she says, I want my kids to continue to go to this school, but I think I'm going to have to pull them out. Well, and I was like, the only thing that's pulling out is your husband.
Well, is she refusing to completely? That wasn't easy. That was too easy. Is she completely refusing to cease and desist?
No, she parked across the street and she drops her kids off. She parks across the street, they walk across the street, and she comes back. Yeah, so I don't think she's being particularly defiant. I really think she's talking to the news about that. Probably somebody else.
Well, it costs a lot of money to get that on the back of the window, too.
Shit, it's at least $50. I mean, that's, and you know, that's 2 hours of pumping and dumping before you can make that $50. It's $25. How much I don't even know what an OnlyFans costs. What is an OnlyFans cost? $19.99 a month or something like that? I guess you can make a determination yourself about how much to charge.
Yeah, the only reason I even know this is because I was watching The Real Housewives. They were talking about Denise Richards and what her OnlyFans is each month and her daughters too. And they range like Kesha, remember her?
I do. Yeah.
Hers is like $20 a month.
Kesha has an OnlyFans?
Yeah, but not everybody on OnlyFans is having hardcore sex. That's
no, I understand that. I got that.
It's like their own paid page to do whatever they want, I guess. You know. So, and it ranges. And I think Denise's was like $10 a month or something.
$10 a month to see Denise Richards. And then she's got her daughter.
You don't know how you're seeing her. I mean, it could be your toe.
True. But I think we can make the assumption that OnlyFans... I make the assumption that OnlyFans pages are directed to some kind of nudity, risque behavior, something. Like, I don't know. I don't know that you would go, but maybe, I don't know. Didn't this Snoop Dogg do like an OnlyFans concert one time or some shit like that?
I think it's kind of just your paid page.
I think they tried to like make it go a little bit more mainstream, but I don't know because why don't we have an OnlyFans page? Why don't we have a Wikipedia page and why is no one talking about us on Reddit? Those are my three questions. I mean, if we had one of those, I would feel better about myself.
We can make our own Wikipedia page.
We can make our own OnlyFans page, but it's just more content we have to make for nobody.
No,
we're already making enough content to nobody. Why would we then start
the break room? We could restart.
Oh my God,
the break room!
What a terrible, terrible idea! It was actually a terrible, terrible timing, is what it was. Like within a month of starting the podcast, do we really think anyone's going to pay extra money to listen to more content from the commercial break? People must have thought we were a joke. They're like, you really want me to pay for an extra? And by the way,
your brother did. That was sweet of him.
He did. He did. Kevin did. I mean, Danny did. And thank you, Danny, for supporting it. And then when we stopped the account 2 weeks later, Danny was like, don't worry about it. Just keep charging. And I was like, the $2.99 a month? He's like, I just want to support you guys. But I do have to say about our small venture into the subscription model. I don't think that content was worth paying for any money whatsoever. That's why it's all free now. It's because we literally did 20 minutes of sleep talking and then expected you to pay for it. We were just getting going. Remember that?
We were just getting going.
There was a time
babies.
When, I know, when we only had one day a week to worry about and we were so stressed out about it.
I know.
And now I've got to go on a 20-minute diatribe about Vince McMahon.
I thought about that this morning. I was like, oh, the good old days where we had 4 days a week.
Yes, 4 days a week. Some people are asking for 5. You're out of your mind. No way. No. I say no. And then 2 weeks later, we're going to be like, commercial break now, 5 days a week.
No, no, no. I draw the line.
Oh, you do? Mm, we'll see about that.
I draw the line.
We'll see about that. Listen, if Spotify or Odyssey wants to pay us that Joe Rogan money, I'll be happy to do 5 days a week. Happy to do 5 days a week. I'm throwing that out there.
Mm.
The fifth day comes with an awfully big price tag. I want to go up from $7 an episode, making $7 an episode, to $12.
I was going to say, we've got a very large gap to fill for that one day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But hey, you know, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. But I feel like the thing to do is to downsize, like not upsize.
Yes.
Like, you know, I've been talking about Stern a lot. I don't know why, but Stern went down from 5 days a week to 4 days a week. Now he's 3 days a week. I'm sure his next contract will be 2 days a week. I mean, even some of the most popular people out there are just, they're just doing a little content here and there because they realize that putting out 4 hours of content a week is a ridiculous thing. Why I chose to do it, I don't know. But now I'm enjoying it because I feel like it keeps us going, right?
It does.
I feel like our wheels are greased. Back when we did one episode a week, we had to record so many times over. We had so many mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also felt like we actually had, you know, whatever. Anyway, you get it.
We are where we are now. We're going with it.
Yes. All right. Thanks to the good people at Odyssey. You can now listen on the Odyssey application. Go download that application on your phone. Listen through Odyssey if you would, if you could, if you will. Make sure you use our sponsors' URLs and codes. It helps us out. And hey, you get free shit, so why not? TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. Watch all the video. Listen to all the audio right there from one location. You can also get your free Piggy Fronting sticker. That's the sticker we're doing right now. Go ahead and hit the contact us button. The drop-down menu says, I want my free sticker. Send your address and we'll send it off to you.
It's bigger than I thought it was going to be.
It is. We were having fun with it. Yeah. It's an inch bigger than you thought it was going to be. That's what she said. Hey, 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 1-626-ASK-TCB and the number 3. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all via text message or via voicemail. Do us a favor. While you're out there on your social medias, hit us up at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And now we have all of the interviews. Most of the episodes are available on youtube.com/The Commercial Break. I'm going to cut that out.
You should.
And I'm going to keep playing it. Yeah. All right.
Our Dr. Phil.
Yes. Okay, I guess that's all I can do for right now.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we will say, and we must say,
goodbye.